A four-year-old was being tucked into bed. She said, "Mommy, I love you, but we seem to have our differences."
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
If you've been out of the house lately, you've realized that very few people are having children anymore. If you see a person of childbearing age, 93% are looking at their phones. And as I learned in biology class, this is no way to reproduce. In fact, this is exactly what happened to the dodo bird. iPhones. Statistics prove that very few of us would be here if we had not been born. So, I encourage the setting down of phones and the having of children. But there are steps you must take to prepare yourself. Get married first, of course. Commitment is the key. And remember that children don't just raise themselves. They require supervision and love and a mother and tears and prayers and high-fat yogurt. So don't just dive into this child-having thing without a helmet. Read good books first, like a brilliant one right here on my desk. I used to have answers, now I have kids. It certainly changed my life when I wrote it, so it will change yours. Next, try a few simple exercises to prepare for life with little ones. First, women may want to strap a 9-pound sack of beans around their abdomens and carry it around for 9 months. Guys should visit the nearest supermarket and set up an automatic e-transfer so that their salary goes directly down the chute for incidentals. To get used to nighttime routines, purchase a screech owl. It sleeps much of the day, looking sweet and cuddly, then begins screeching along about bedtime. Remain calm, wrap owl snugly in blanket, and pace house, humming softly. The owl rarely appreciates this and will only screech louder. But be patient. Insert earplugs. After an hour of pacing, hand screech owl to your spouse, who has been in bed but hasn't slept a wink anyway. But what about dressing the children, you say? Purchase a large octopus. Cut 8 holes in a bag. Try fitting octopus in bag with each tentacle coming out a separate hole. Practice until this takes less than 20 minutes. Snowsuits in winter will now be a cinch. If the octopus sprays ink all over the bag, get used to it. This is your new normal. To prepare yourself for driving in cars with kids, have a friend sit directly behind you and scream without warning. Have them kick the back of the seat repeatedly. Coat their hands in honey and place over your eyes without warning. Buy a small salmon, shove it in the glove compartment, and leave it there a week. You will need a good sense of humor and no sense of smell. This will prepare you. Pound a large potato chip bag into tiny pieces and sprinkle throughout car. Grab a rake and scrape it along the sides of the vehicle. Finally, to prepare for shopping with children, buy a goat. As you shop, be certain to keep goat in sight at all times. Pay for anything the goat eats or destroys. Well, let me be serious. Like anything worthwhile, having kids can be exhausting, heart-stopping, and agonizing. But when that child comes running, when that child climbs on your lap, hugs your neck, and says, "I love you, Bubba," you will be butter in a frying pan, and you'll find there are places in your heart you didn't know existed until you loved that little child. Sure, parenting is messy. So is anything worthwhile. But you'll face your self-centeredness and care for others. You'll learn patience and humility and self-control and a host of things you'll never learn when life is tidy. Take the risk, embrace the adventure, seek God, read His Word, pray like crazy, ask for wisdom, plug your nose, hide the rake, and dive in.
On this side of eternity, every gift we receive will one day fade away, except one. The gift of salvation lasts forever. Through Laugh Again, that message of lasting joy is reaching hearts all over the world. As 2025 wraps up, would you help us keep that hope ringing into the new year? Every gift, no matter the size, makes a difference. Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.